Welcome to day 17 of the Catalyst Challenge 2.0. Over the past 16 days, we've talked about emotional colding, worthiness, confidence, receiving, and the realization that freedom comes when you stop protecting yourself from your emotions. We're going to explore today another code to rewire, and that is the ability to hold both success and failure at the same time. Many of us unconsciously believe that if I'm successful, then I'm worthy. If I fail, I'm not worthy. If it works, I'm good enough. If it doesn't work, something must be wrong with me. So what we do is we tie our identity to the outcome. And when we do that, every action becomes emotionally loaded. So every launch, every conversation, every relationship, every opportunity, it becomes a test of our worth, whether we are worthy or not. And no wonder people feel stuck, right? Or they hesitate, because you're not just risking failure. You believe, like your nervous system believes, you're risking yourself. But here's the thing. Life is duality. Life is both. Life is success and failure. Not opposites. Both of them are on the same path. Every successful person has failed. Every great relationship has moments of connections and moments of challenge. Every business has wins and losses. Every meaningful life has triumph and disappointment. Life isn't one or the other, it's both. Even if you think of the best movies that you've ever seen, there is both success and failure. Both moments have challenges and wins and losses, and the movie is not, no one wants to watch a movie where everything is great all the way through the entire movie, right? We like the ups and downs of it because you can relate to that, because life is both of it. It's not one or the other, it's both. And the idea is to hold the duality of both of them, to walk with both. So imagine you want to start a new business and you're launching something important. You can spend weeks trying to guarantee that it's a success. You try and eliminate risk. You try and make sure nothing goes wrong. You definitely want to have parts of that. And you can also walk holding both possibilities. Maybe it succeeds. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it is beyond your expectations. Or maybe it teaches you something unexpected. Either way, you're going to move forward. You grow. None of this, though, affects your worth. You remain worthy. That's what emotional freedom looks like. You don't need an outcome, success or failure as an outcome, in order to validate you or to define who you are. Remember in day 14, we were talking about worth, right? You were born worthy. It means that success can't add to your worth, and failure cannot take away from that. Success, I'm going to say that again, cannot add to your worth as a human being. Success can add to your worth in the marketplace if you have a business, but it's not you, it's your business. But as a human being, success cannot add to your worth, and failure cannot take away from your worth as a human. Success could bring you opportunities that you didn't have before, and failures can bring you lots of lessons, and success can help you create more momentum and give you some confidence, but failure can also create wisdom. Both, you need both. But neither of them, however, changes your value as a human being. So if your old coding said, if I fail, it means something about me, the new code is going to say, if I fail, it means I tried. And most people don't even try. The old code might say, I need success to feel enough. The new code can be, I'm already enough, regardless of the outcome. An old code might say, I must avoid failure. And the new one can say, I walk with both success and failure. When you stop making that success and failure mean something about your worth as a human, that's where you become free. Free to create, free to risk, free to dream, free to receive, free to live. Because a particular outcome no longer proves to you that you are enough. You already know you are. That is the key. So today, I want you to think about a goal, a dream, a project, something that matters to you. And then say, this may succeed. And then pause, this may fail. And then pause. But neither outcome changes my worth. And feel what happens in your body. Because the confidence isn't just found in certainty, which is we talked about yesterday. Freedom isn't found in guarantees. And worthiness isn't found in outcomes. It's found in your ability to walk forward. Walk forward with an open heart, knowing that success and failure can both be part of your journey, because in the journey of life, there is both, and neither of those two has the power to define you as a human being. I will see you tomorrow.